Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today, we are going all in on AI.
Oh, fun.
But not just any AI.
A
We're
bad
talking about the AI on your iPhone, specifically Apple Intelligence.
Okay.
And, how are users really feeling about these features so far?
It's interesting, right? Because it's sort of this new landscape
Yeah.
where users want AI on their phones, but the satisfaction isn't quite there.
And that's exactly what we're going to be diving into today.
Yes.
Our source material is this recent article from 9to5 Mac,
Okay.
which is a great website if you guys haven't checked it
I
out,
love 9to5 Mac.
for Apple news and insights.
Yeah.
And they cite this survey from CellCell that found that almost half of iPhone users consider AI features
Wow.
somewhat or very important
Oh,
when picking a new phone.
so that's a big deal.
That's huge. That's like a huge voting block.
47.6%.
Yeah, 47.6%
And be exact.
to be exact.
So yeah, almost half the people buying iPhones are actively considering AI. You'd think that would translate to happy users.
Exactly.
Okay.
But here's the catch.
Yeah.
73%
Yeah.
of Apple Intelligence users say the features aren't actually that useful.
So there's a gap there
There's a huge gap.
between desire and reality. It
Yeah.
makes you wonder, you know,
Yeah.
are these features not solving problems for people or are they just not well designed?
Right. And that's what we're going to get into today.
Yeah, it's not easy to get AI right, especially on a device
Right.
as personal as a phone.
Well, and let's look at the specifics.
Yeah.
The 9to5 Mac article breaks down the pre-iOS 18.2
Okay.
Apple Intelligence features ranked by popularity.
Okay, let's rank them.
Top of the list, writing tools,
Okay.
with 72% approval.
Wow, so a lot of people are using those.
Then we've got notification summaries
Okay.
at 54% priority messages,
Makes sense.
at 44.5%,
Okay.
photo cleanup at 29.1%,
Okay.
and finally,
Hit me with it.
smart replies
Wait.
in mail and messages, lagging behind at just 20.9%.
It's interesting to me that the most popular features like writing tools and notifications
Yeah.
are about streamlining existing tasks that people are already doing.
Right.
But those smarter features like smart replies
Yeah.
are where people seem less convinced.
It's almost like they trust AI to
Yeah.
help them with the things they're already doing, but they're not ready to let go
Yeah.
and let the AI take
To
over.
jump in
Yeah.
and make the decisions.
Fully take over those tasks.
Especially when it comes to communication, which is so personal.
Totally. And of course, this was all before iOS 18.2,
Oh, right.
which dropped two major AI features,
Okay.
Genmoji
Yeah.
and ChatGPT integration.
Right.
These weren't even on the radar when that survey was taken.
So that's huge. I think that could really shift the landscape because Genmoji taps into this like
Yeah.
fun, creative side of AI, you
Oh, not
know,
Natalie.
letting you generate custom emojis based on your descriptions.
Yeah, imagine typing in a sleepy panda wearing a party hat.
Yes. And boom, there's your emoji.
That's wild.
I know.
And then we have ChatGPT integration, which takes things
To a whole new level.
to a whole new level because now you can ask Siri to specifically use ChatGPT
Oh.
for those more complex questions or
It's
tasks.
like having a superpowered brain in your
Bridges.
pocket. That's not just
Exactly.
about simple answers anymore. It's about
Right.
accessing this huge knowledge base and even getting creative content or personalized advice, all powered by AI.
So the question is, are these the game changers
Oh, good question.
people have been waiting for?
Yeah.
Could Genmoji and ChatGPT be the features that finally make people say,
Yeah.
okay, AI on my iPhone is actually awesome?
Right. It's certainly possible, but I think it depends on a few things.
Yeah, like what?
Well, first, how well these features are integrated into the overall user experience.
Right.
It can't feel clunky or like an
It
afterthought.
needs to be seamless. Like it's just part of how you naturally use your phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second, reliability.
Okay.
If Genmoji consistently spits out weird emojis
Yeah.
or ChatGPT gives inaccurate information, people are going to lose trust fast.
And that trust is crucial.
It's crucial.
It's what builds confidence in
Yes,
AI and
totally.
gets people excited to use it.
And finally, it comes down to perceived value.
Okay.
Do these features actually solve problems that people care about?
Right.
Do they make their lives easier, more fun, or more productive
Yeah.
in a tangible way?
That's the million-dollar question.
I
Because
know.
at the end of the day, if people don't see the benefit of AI in their daily lives,
Yeah.
all the cool tech in the world won't change their minds.
That's the real test for Apple and for the whole tech industry, really.
Right.
Can they bridge this gap between what's possible with AI
Yeah.
and what people actually need and want?
Yeah, is the
It's just
question.
going to be fascinating to watch it all unfold.
Absolutely. Welcome back to our deep dive into AI on iPhones. So in part one, we were talking about this interesting disconnect.
Yeah.
People want AI on their phones,
right,
but they haven't been super impressed by the features so far.
Right, exactly.
But then came iOS 18.2 with Gemoji and ChatGPT.
Yeah, game changer.
Integration.
Yeah.
And maybe things are about to change.
Yeah, it really does feel like a turning point, you know, because before iOS 18.2, we were mainly seeing AI used to like streamline tasks people were already doing, like you said.
Right.
But now with Gemoji and ChatGPT, it feels like we're stepping into a realm where AI can actually unlock totally new possibilities.
Let's start with Gemoji.
Okay.
I mean, who doesn't love emojis?
Right. Who doesn't love emojis?
But this takes it to a whole other level.
Yeah. It's a fantastic example of AI being used for creative expression, you know, instead of like scrolling through endless emoji libraries.
Right.
You can just describe what you want.
Yeah.
Like you said, like a purple unicorn wearing sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And the AI will generate a custom emoji based on your description.
So it's not just about finding the perfect emoji from this like preset list. It's about creating something totally new.
Unique.
And unique that expresses exactly what you want to say.
I love that.
It's cool.
It really democratizes creativity, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in the past, you would need some serious graphic design skills to create an emoji.
Totally.
But now anyone can do it thanks to AI.
I can see this being a huge hit, especially with younger generations.
Yeah.
Who are already so visually expressive.
Especially with Gen Z.
In their communication.
Yeah, and it taps into that desire, I think, for personalization and individuality.
For sure.
But Genmoji is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
ChatGPT integration is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
In terms of sheer AI capability.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are still wrapping their heads around what ChatGPT even is.
Yeah.
Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, so ChatGPT is a large language model trained on a massive data set of text and code.
Okay.
And it can understand and generate human-like text.
Wow.
In response to prompts or questions. So instead of asking Siri, what's the weather like today?
Right,
and getting a basic response, you can now ask it to use ChatGPT for something way more complex.
Okay.
Like, write me a haiku about a robot falling in love.
Okay. So it's not just about getting information.
Right.
It's about getting creative output.
Yes.
Tailored to your specific request.
Exactly. And because ChatGPT is constantly learning from its interactions.
That's so cool.
Its responses get more sophisticated over time. You know, it's like having this incredibly powerful AI brain at your fingertips, constantly evolving and improving.
That brings up a question, though.
Okay.
If ChatGPT can write poems and answer these complex questions.
Right.
What happens to Siri as we know it?
Right.
Does Siri become obsolete?
That's a great question. I think it's more of an evolution than a replacement. You know, Siri becomes the interface, the way we interact with this much larger AI ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
So for simple tasks, Siri might still handle things directly. But for anything more complex or creative, it can tap into ChatGPT.
Got it.
Providing a much richer and more intelligent experience.
So it's like Siri levels up.
Exactly.
And becomes this gateway to a whole new world of AI capabilities.
I love that.
And it raises some interesting questions like, how are people going to use this newfound AI power on their phones?
On their phones, yeah.
Will it change the way they communicate, learn work, or even think?
I mean, it's almost too mind-blowing to think about all the possibilities.
I know. We're already seeing people use ChatGPT to write emails.
Write emails.
Co-translate languages.
I know.
Even compose music.
Yeah.
Imagine having all that power right on your phone 24/7.
It's like putting a supercomputer in everyone's pocket.
Wild.
I know. And that's both incredibly exciting and a little bit daunting.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are wondering is this all moving too fast? Are we ready for this level of AI integration?
It's a valid question. And I don't think anyone has a definitive answer.
Right.
But I do believe that the potential benefits are huge.
Like what?
Well, imagine being able to instantly access personalized learning experiences.
Okay, yeah.
Tailored to your individual needs.
Uh-huh.
Or getting expert-level advice on any topic, no matter where you are.
Okay.
Or even having AI help you manage your time and resources more effectively.
It could revolutionize how we live and work.
Absolutely. But of course, with any powerful technology, there are also potential risks and challenges.
Like what?
Well, one concern is that we might become overly reliant on AI.
Yeah.
to the point where we lose our own critical thinking skills.
Right. Like, if we have AI doing all the heavy lifting, will we even know how to think for ourselves anymore?
It's a risk we need to be aware of. You know,
right.
The key is to use AI as a tool to augment our own capabilities, not replace them entirely.
Right.
We should always be questioning the information we get from AI, evaluating its source and thinking critically about its implications.
So it's about finding that balance.
It is.
Using AI to make our lives better, but not letting it take over completely.
Exactly. It's a journey we're all on together.
Yeah.
Figuring out how to navigate this new AI-powered world.
Right.
And I think these conversations that we're having right now about the possibilities and the potential pitfalls are super crucial for shaping the future in a positive way.
This has been super insightful.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
But before we wrap up part two, I want to circle back to those free iOS 18.2 features that users weren't as impressed with.
Yeah.
Things like the writing tools and smart replies.
Uh-huh.
Do those become irrelevant now that we have Genmoji and ChatGPT?
That's a great question. I don't necessarily think so, you know?
Okay.
I think those earlier features kind of laid the groundwork for what we're seeing now.
Okay.
They give Apple and users valuable data about how people want to use AI on their phones.
It was like a testing ground.
Exactly.
To figuring out what works and what doesn't.
It works and what doesn't. And even though those features might seem basic compared to Genmoji and ChatGPT, they still serve a purpose.
They do.
Not everyone needs or wants the most advanced AI capabilities.
Exactly.
Some people might be perfectly happy with AI.
Totally.
That helps them write emails more efficiently or manage their notifications more effectively.
It's about having a range of options, right?
Yeah.
AI that meets different needs and comfort levels.
Okay, cool. So it's about having a range of options.
Yeah.
AI that meets different needs and comfort levels.
That's the beauty of it. AI is becoming so personalized.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Adaptable to the way each individual wants to use it.
Okay, that brings us to the end of part two.
Okay.
We've talked about the game-changing potential of Genmoji and ChatGPT integration, the broader impact of AI on our lives, and even some of the ethical considerations we need to be mindful of. Very important.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into AI on iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the excitement around AI, the gap between user expectations and reality, and the potential game changers like Genmoji and ChatGPT.
Right. And in this last part, I think it's important to kind of address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
The ethical considerations.
Yeah, we touched on some of those concerns in part two.
Right.
Like becoming overly reliant on AI or the possibility of it taking over jobs.
Exactly.
But there's also the whole issue of data privacy.
Huge.
With AI collecting and analyzing so much data about us, how can we be sure that information is being protected?
That is a huge concern, and it's something that companies like Apple need to be very transparent about, you know?
Yeah.
Users need to know exactly what data is being collected, how it's being used, and what steps are being taken to protect their privacy.
It's about building trust, right?
Absolutely.
Like, people need to feel confident that their data isn't being misused or exploited.
100%. And it's not just about being transparent, you know? Companies need to give users more control over their own data.
Okay, so what does that look like?
Well, it means providing clear options for opting out of data collection.
Okay.
Allowing users to access and delete their data.
Okay.
And ensuring that data is anonymized whenever possible.
So it's a two-way street.
It is.
Companies need to be responsible stewards of user data, and users need to be informed.
Right.
And empowered to make choices about their own privacy.
Exactly. And this is where Apple's existing focus on privacy could give them an advantage, you know?
Yeah.
They've already built a reputation for being privacy conscious.
Yeah, that's a big.
Which could make users more comfortable with these AI features.
It's definitely a selling point in a world where data privacy is becoming
huge.
Increasingly important to people.
Okay, so another ethical consideration we need to talk about is algorithmic bias.
Okay.
So AI algorithms are trained on massive data sets, right?
Yeah.
And if those data sets contain biases, the algorithms will inherit those biases.
So if the data used to train an AI model is predominantly from one demographic group, the AI might make unfair or inaccurate predictions about people from other groups.
Exactly. And it can have serious consequences.
Yeah. In what areas?
Areas like hiring loan approvals, even healthcare.
Right. And it's not always intentional. right?
Yes.
Oh. Biases can creep into data sets in subtle ways.
That's why it's so important for companies to be super vigilant about auditing their algorithm.
Okay.
And ensuring that the data they're using is diverse and representative of the population as a whole.
So it's an ongoing process.
It is.
It's not just a one-time fix.
Yeah.
You need to constantly be evaluating,
yeah, evaluating
and refining those algorithms to make sure they're fair and equitable.
100%. And it requires a deep understanding of the potential pitfalls and a commitment to ethical AI development.
Okay. And then the third big concern we talked about was job displacement.
Right.
There's a lot of fear that AI is going to automate a lot of jobs,
yeah,
leading to widespread unemployment.
It's a valid fear.
How do we address that concern?
Well, it's important to acknowledge that AI will likely change the nature of work.
Okay.
Some jobs will be automated. That's inevitable.
Yeah.
But I also believe that AI will create new jobs and industries that we can't even imagine yet.
It's like the Industrial Revolution, right?
Exactly.
It displaced some workers, but it also created countless new opportunities.
Exactly. The key is to adapt and evolve, you know?
Right.
We need to focus on developing skills that are complementary to AI rather than trying to compete with it.
So things like creativity, critical thinking, problem solving,
exactly,
emotional intelligence,
skills that are uniquely human.
Yeah, those are the skills that will be in high demand in the future.
Right. And it's not just about individuals adapting either, you know.
Right.
Companies need to invest in training and reskilling programs,
okay,
to help their workforce transition to these new roles.
So it's a shared responsibility.
It is.
We all need to work together to navigate this transition and ensure that everyone benefits from these advancements.
100%. And I think it's important to remember that AI is ultimately a tool.
Yeah.
It's up to us to decide how we use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
right.
can choose to use it in ways that benefit humanity, that create new opportunities,
yeah,
and that make the world a better place.
So it's not about fearing AI, but about embracing its potential.
Totally.
While also being mindful of the risks.
Finding that balance between innovation and responsibility.
It's an ongoing conversation that we need to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much ground.
It has.
From the nitty-gritty of specific AI features to these broader implications of this technology on our lives.
Yeah, and we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
The world of AI is constantly evolving, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it all unfolds.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
we want to leave you with a few things to think about.
Okay.
What are some AI-powered features that you'd love to see on your iPhone?
Good question.
What problems do you think AI could help solve in your life? And how can we as individuals and as a society ensure that AI is used for good?
Those are great questions to ponder because ultimately the future of AI is up to all of us.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, stay curious.